Welcome to the Confluence Investment Asset Allocation Weekly Podcast. I'm Phil Adler, and I'm joined today by Confluence Investment Management staff economist Thomas Wash. The Asset Allocation Weekly report, dated October 9th, 2020, looks at likely beneficiaries of a European stimulus program. This is a program which is in the process of getting underway. Thomas, explain what exactly is going on in Europe in terms of stimulus. Talk about the size of the program and the way it will be administered.
Over the summer, the European Union agreed to allocate 850 billion euros to countries that are struggling with the pandemic. The first plan, the support to mitigate unemployment risk in an emergency, or the SURE plan for short, was agreed to in May and will use about 100 billion euros in loans to fund job-saving initiatives. The second plan, the Next Generation EU plan, which was agreed to in July, will look to address the long-term impacts of the pandemic. It will allocate 750 billion euros, with 390 being in grants and the rest being in loans.
I understand the second plan, the Next Generation EU program, focuses on southern European countries, countries which have more precarious economies. Why exactly has southern Europe struggled to keep up with its northern neighbors?
Simply put, the southern European countries were forced to impose harsh austerity measures, which hindered their growth, while the northern European countries did not have to.
Now, you mentioned that the plan was initiated to help countries dealing with the pandemic. So that has been the chief impetus or even perhaps the sole reason for the recovery plan?
Yes. COVID kind of forced the European Union, particularly the northern countries, to face the harsh reality that the European project is in jeopardy. If they were to force these countries to adopt harsh measures in order to service their debts, it could potentially end the project altogether.
So the virus acted as the key accelerant, and we can safely say that the pandemic has had a greater economic impact on southern Europe as opposed to northern Europe?
Exactly. Southern Europe's economies heavily rely on leisure and hospitality, so tourism is a big source of revenue. And as we all know, restrictions on travel and fears of contagion of the pandemic has reduced tourism revenue in general. People just aren't eating out, people aren't traveling, people are just staying inside. With the pandemic not having an end in sight, it's unclear when these economies will ever be able to recover. I mean, this is essentially a make or break moment for the European Union. There was no political will for governments in southern Europe to push for another round of austerity. Also, the economic fallout would have likely emboldened populace to demand for more fiscal spending, whether the EU liked it or not. Hence, the recovery plan prevented what could have been a hard-fought battle between southern Europe and northern Europe, which could have led to the end of the euro altogether.
In previous Confluence podcasts, we've discussed how this plan might boost the euro and position it as a possible competitor to the dollar as a reserve currency. This plan to sell debt, raise money. But right now, let's focus on Southern Europe in particular and how those Southern European countries might use this money.
Well, in addition to supporting local businesses, this money will likely be used to modernize their economies. The plan encourages these countries to invest in renewable energy, infrastructure, healthcare services, and digital technology. The hope is that these countries will again begin to diversify away from leisure and hospitality into more sustainable industries.
What opportunities might this present for investors?
If funds are used effectively, we expect equities in southern European countries to be the biggest beneficiary. Additionally, given the amount of pent-up demand as a result of years of austerity, we believe that these conditions will be favorable for consumer discretionary goods and real estate.
If the European stimulus plan proceeds, what actions might the Confluence Investment Asset Allocation Committee consider in the form of allocation recommendations?
If the stimulus leads to a strengthening euro, this could make foreign developed equities more attractive.
What events might make the committee more cautious at this time concerning European investments? I guess what I'm really asking is what could go wrong?
Well, although there's an agreement in principle, there's still a risk that the stimulus won't happen, as like the Frugal Four, Austria, Denmark, Netherlands, and Sweden, still seem to be hesitant to go along with the plan because they suspect that the money might be mismanaged or the money could end up in corrupt hands. So there's definitely a slow-moving process as to getting a deal done.
Thank you, Thomas. You can find a link to the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Weekly Report on the front page of confluenceinvestment.com. Also on that page, you can find a link to a PowerPoint presentation discussing charts which support the Confluence Outlook. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. We want to state that opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Anthony.